Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Pocket,
it
don't make sense, but don't make a profit. It's all a hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Pulled out here for a pill.
He ain't ready trying to get this money for
a
real.
I
want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up, Fantasy Football Hustler? Back at ya. Oh, yeah, it is Monday. Free agency is starting. I know it officially starts on Wednesday, but this is the signing period these next 2 days. So we got a handful of re-signings to talk about. We got a handful of rumors to talk about. I mean, the first thing that we're talking about is how T. Higgins says he wants out of Cincinnati. He requested a trade, and I know it's just due process, like our man Stranger says here. What up, Stranger? He said shout out to the Houday Nation. He said, my thoughts on Higgins: most players who are franchise tagged ask for a trade, not necessarily, but yes. He said the only way the Bengals will trade him is if someone gives up a bag of picks. For sure, I mean, that part we're in full agreements with, but everyone who's franchise tagged does not request a trade. We heard how many, eight guys who were franchise tagged over the past week, and none of them requested a trade except for T. Higgins. But if I was him, I would be pissed as well. Shout out to everyone who is watching. Shout out to Toyota One on Rumble. What up, what up? Shout out to everyone watching on X, aka Twitter, or how about formerly known as Twitter. Yeah, we got an influx of people. I'm not sure. What's happening on Twitter? How come I got so popular today? Shout out to all the peeps over there. If someone shared the live stream, we appreciate you. And anyone who's on Twitter, leave a comment in there. There's always people watching on Twitter and or X, and nobody comments, man. Throw a comment in there. And let's see. Philly Mike OG, what's good, homie? We're getting ready to smoke it up. Packing up my Dr. Dabber dab rig here. Let's get down to biz. Stranger said the Bengals cannot only afford having the franchise taken this year, but they can afford to do it again next year. Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that there's so many people. I mean, hopefully you remember this, Stranger, about me and T. Higgins. I was saying from the beginning that they're going to franchise tag him. And with the cap going up, they can afford it. And they can wait and push off Ja'Marr Chase, you know, a little bit. Like, they could sign Chase next year. Then they could sign Higgins next year and then sign Chase. And it's like, you just get this extra, you know, you get these extra year or two where you keep all these pieces together. So, yeah, I was always of the mindset that T. Higgins was going to get franchise tagged. And he was like the first one who got franchise tagged. What up, Emil? What up, what up? Chase in the house. What up, brother? Philly Mike OG said, I heard Saquon Barkley is an Eagle. Also, I heard Higgins is linked to Atlanta Falcons. I haven't heard either one of them. So that's from the rumor mill right there. Derek, salute. Peacock, salute. Hell yeah. Peacock said the fights on Rumble were lit. Bro, we had like, I think the video got like 6,000 views or something like that. We had like, I think when we were at the peak, I think we had like 1,500 people like watching with us. So yeah, Rumble is super cool. Chaotic in the house. What up, homegirl? Peacock said he heard the opposite. He said he heard that the Eagles were out on Barkley. Nice. Yeah, and one thing that I will say, let me answer Stranger here and then we'll go. Stranger said, Huss, I would have said most top-end players who get tagged and don't re-sign, ask for a trade. For sure, for sure. And, you know, it's not fun for a guy like T. Higgins because he gets drafted there. Pretty much after Joe Burrow, he's like their next pick. You know, they didn't pick anybody in between T. Higgins and Joe Burrow. And T. Higgins has, I know he's gotten hurt a few times, but this is the NFL. Everybody fucking gets hurt. And so it kind of sucks when he's like, you know, at least amongst the casual peeps labeled as, an injury prone guy. And I really like T. Higgins. I really do. Like, I've been a fan of his ever since he stepped onto the scene. So, yeah, I want him to get his money. I want him to get his money. I would love for him to stay in the with the Bengals and Joe Burrow. Tino in the house. What up, bro? And he said, y'all talk Swift to the Bears. That's the next one. So someone just said that they heard that the Eagles were all in on Saquon. Peacock said he heard the opposite, that they were out. But one of the moves that happened this morning was DeAndre Swift signing to the Bears 3 years, $24 million. I did not see the guarantee, but usually when we see trades, or signings like this, and it's a 3-year, it's really like a 2-year bag. Maybe 8 of that is guaranteed or something. Let me see if we can see. Let's see here. $15 million in guaranteed money. See, there you go. A little less than $16 million on the guarantees. Those are those 2 years. Yeah, Chase said the Swift signing by Chicago was a bit odd, for sure. I was really puzzled by that. I'm still going to be avoiding Swift like I always do. I know last year it was the year not to avoid him, but shit, I won 7 championships. I'm okay not having him. And the Bears. I'm not sold on that one. Stranger said Higgins has also said that he would love to stay in Cincinnati, but for the same reason, they haven't offered him anything since they tagged him. Yeah, which is lame. And they have time. The franchise tag sucks. It's like a super shitty process, you know, because guys like T. Higgins, now you got to wait because you just never know. It's not on to him if you have to wait or not. He could say, like, I'm not signing it. I won't be around and all that kind of shit. And that's probably going to happen. That's just part of playing the franchise tag game. Peacock said supposedly they have no contract talks for Higgins in about a year. I don't believe that. If we're talking 2023, yeah, I could believe that because 2023 could be like 3 or 4 months ago. I feel like they've talked to him in some capacity since the season started. Like I almost can't get on board with that because why wouldn't you? He's up there, you know, he's definitely a piece that they're not going to want to lose. So that's what I'm assuming is that, it hasn't been a full year since they talked to him. Had to have talked about it during the season sometime. Tino said, I think after the Swift signed Bears are going Marvin Harrison Jr. with that pick. Why though? They should. They probably should. Marvin Harrison Jr. does not turn their team into a Super Bowl contender. I feel like that's really what this comes down to. They get, the deal that's supposedly on the table for that number one pick is 3 first rounders, a second rounder, and a third rounder. I mean, this could like fully help rebuild their squad. I mean, it would be an even better haul than they got last year from the Panthers. And last year, I feel like they didn't get such a big haul because it was Bryce Young and CJ Stroud and Will Levis. You know, we got a couple guys, or Anthony Richardson. I mean, and those are like the three guys at the top, but I don't even know if any one team was sold on any one of those three guys being like the absolute, you know, just studs. And CJ Stroud, he's the only one who proved out of those three that he's a stud and worth trading a big haul for. Ah, Tina said bag alert on the DeAndre Swift, 24 mil, 15 guaranteed. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, Peacock said, all I know is it's Paul Wall's birthday today, the People's Champ. Paul Wall's dope. I met him, I was going to say 10 years ago, but I don't think it was 2014. I think it was 2015 or 16. He was at the Cannabis Cup. He was setting up his booth. Like, that's how gangster like he is. Like, his people were like, they're walking around doing something. Everyone was still like setting up the booth. He was their chief of kind of setting things up. And I was like, no fucking way. Is that Paul Wall right there? Went up, took a picture with him. He's like, yeah, man, come on, let's take a picture. He's like, you want to hit this? Yeah. That was super cool. Super cool. What? Chase said my Twitch is buffering pretty bad. Not sure why. Huh? That's weird because I have Twitch on my on my Fire Stick right now, and it seems to be working fine. But I would recommend, if Twitch is ever twitching, you can always lower, if it's on like 1080p, lower it to 720. Also, just remember to like turn off your phone and turn it back on. I know that that's something that a lot of people forget to do, including myself. Turn the phone on and off every once in a while. Ha! And Mitchell Trubisky throwing in the DeAndre Swift deal. That's what Tino said. Bag alert too. Uh-oh, Derek said, I just drafted Swift in the new Dynasty number one league. Let's fucking go, Swift. There we go. Yeah, Chase said, I didn't hate the Chicago room as it was. Yeah, that's why it was a little interesting. It really was. Oh, Philly Mike OG said the Eagles are getting Barkley on Wednesday. Uh-oh, he's willing it into existence. I like it. And Tino said Fields has no weapons. Now he'll have a ton. You consider DeAndre Swift a weapon for Fields? I mean, I know, like, no matter what, he's going to be dumping it off, you know, to people. But, like, come on, man. Like, they got DJ Moore, and you got DeAndre Swift. And that's it. That's two weapons. Two. That is it. I know that compared to 2 years ago when he had like zero weapons, you know, it's a huge upgrade, but I'm just saying. Peacock said, yeah, Paul Wall seems pretty down to earth and all the fan videos I see of him. Yeah, he was super cool. And like, I don't know, like I've been around a bunch of people. So, I mean, even then, I mean, that was like 2016. Like, I wasn't fanboying out. I was just like, oh, what up? Took a picture with him. He was cool. And got smoke joint with him. Oh, come on. Emil said, nah, Barkley's going to the Chargers. I hope not, man. That would be so bad if for Justin Herbert. I mean, maybe not, but I feel like it would be horrible. I don't want no Danny Pesos like type numbers. I know that was okay. Lot came from his running, and Herbert's not going to be running. Uh-oh. Derek hitting us with the news. Let me see. Okay, I did not see this yet, but I trust Derek. Derek doesn't give us any bullshit. So he said the Colts signed Michael Pittman Jr. to a 3-year, 70 mil contract. Derek, can you check and see if you see the guarantees? So that's 23 mil a year, 23 and a third million per year. That's a pretty team-friendly budget for sure. I mean, a pretty team-friendly deal. It's not like he's done anything to warrant the super top-end money. Hey, Bakes, what up, brother? Emil said Jim Harbaugh didn't throw the ball much when he was at Michigan, right? There we go. Thanks. Derek Pittman can earn up to 71 mil on a new deal. He got 46 mil in guaranteed money. That's the 2 years. See, like whenever we see these 2-year deals, you can almost guarantee that 66% of the deal is going to be guaranteed. And those are the next 2 years. And then it's like the third year after that. Usually that's when they have to restructure. if they're going to stay on, or that's usually, you know, when they're getting cut or traded. And let's see. Shout out to everyone who's watching on Twitter. How's that 80 people who's watching on Twitter right now? And nobody has left a comment or anything. Come on, guys. Throw in a comment. Let's see. Some other moves that have happened or are about to happen. You know, one of the two. Russ Wilson is going to sign a one-year deal with the Steelers. And the funny thing about that is because the Broncos released him, what do they have, 85 mil? In dead cap over the next 2 years because of releasing him. Broncos, I don't even know what the one-year deal is worth, but I know that the Broncos are paying $38 million of that one-year deal. So I don't even know how much Russ is playing for. Shit, he might even play for $38 million for the Steelers. That'd be insane if the Steelers could get something like that to happen. And Peacock said, if the Texans sign Pollard, I'll cry. Unless they bring back Motor also. Okay. Yes, Derek, that is another one. Adam Schefter talked about how the Saints reworked the contract with DeMario Davis. He's going to be staying in town. He's just super solid, super solid. DeMario Davis is still great for fantasy football. And, I mean, shit, still great for the NFL. That's for sure. Oh, there you go. Let's see. Derek said Davis will be under contract through 2025 and receive $17 million over that span with $13 million in guaranteed moolah. What? Mitchell Trubisky said Pollard to the Titans. You think so? I really hope Derrick Henry leaves, but that's one of the things that that really kind of sucks. Is like, are they just going to keep him? Are they going to keep him? Sign him to some team-friendly deal. Tino said Mike Evans signed the Bucks. Russ was a steal for the Steelers, $1.2 million. Kyle Duggar to the Pats. So did they re-sign Kyle Duggar? That's everything besides the tags. Well, we got more stuff besides the tags. I know this was a day ago or 2 days ago, whatever it was. Mac Jones traded to the Jaguars. Who? Mac Jones. So there we go. They got him out of town. Zaire Franklin is staying with the Colts. Let's go. Man, Zaire Franklin, someone who, if you're new watching this show here, and you don't know IDP too much, or maybe you're trying to, you know, crack your way into IDP, Zaire Franklin, top end linebacker. And yeah, staying on the Colts, perfect, perfect move. Glad they did that, because now he's going to be a beast for years to come. And yeah, 3 year, $31 million. Like, that's what's crazy. As valuable as he is still an inside linebacker, and inside linebackers really don't get paid shit. So kind of sucks. And is that official now? Kevin Byard to the Bears. Let's go. They got rid of Eddie Jackson. They released him, what, on Friday or something like that. And so now it's Kevin Byard and Brisker. Woo! That's a pretty nice duo right there. Pretty nice duo. And the thing that's cool about this is Kevin Byard is, I mean, he's been one of the best free safeties in the game for a while. And, I mean, he's probably not like, you know, he's not what he was like 4 or 5 years ago or whatever, but he's still solid in coverage. He's pretty much going to be like the Willie Mays Hayes, you know, out there getting just playing center field, you know, so to speak, just waiting on the defenses to throw it. And this is going to give our man Brisker more opportunities. I'm hoping that he will get up in the box, because whenever he's rushing the quarterback, whenever he's going after the running backs, you know, trying to make big plays, I mean, good things happen. Good things happen. So let's hope that that's kind of the scheme of what they're going to be doing here. And let me see. Oh, there we go. Okay. I see it pop up. Mitchell Trubisky, he may be a backup quarterback in the NFL, but he is giving us good insight on the stream here. So we got Tony Pollard going to the Titans. Tony Pasta going to the Titans. Let me see. Do they give any? They give any dollar amount or anything? No, nothing. And Mitch Trubisky said, I hope Swift was a good signing for the Bears. We'll see. Remains to be seen. And, hey, here goes the Jonathan Grenard news. And where was I? I know Peacock put it in here. Jonathan Grenard to the Vikings. 4 years, $76 million, 42 is guaranteed. There we go. Jonathan Grenard. Yep, Pasta is a Titan, so I was hoping Mitchell. Let's smoke it up, guys. Hold up. Hold up. Where is it? Let's smoke it up. And you tweet it, fuck. Throw in a comment in the chat. Come here.
Do it, baby.
Be waiting here. I mean, news is just going to be popping off at all times of the day today. Since we got a lot of people on here now, I want to shout out the new book that I'm almost finished with, The Fantasy Football Draft Mastery. It's a quick guide to dominating your league. And yeah, written by me, it's going to be published by me, going to be formatted by me, edited by me, literally everything. And if you want to get a preview, I'm sending out the first chapter for free to anybody who is interested, so you can check it out. But yeah, long, grueling process. I didn't even really tell anybody about it until like 2 days ago. I wanted to get closer. Hey, Baked Bros 710 in the house. What up, Zach? What's going down, bro? And shout out to everyone who's watching on Twitter, aka X, right now. It's like 100 people on Twitter right now. No one's putting any comments in the chat or anything. Why not? Why not? Throw some comments in the chat. Yeah, Toyota One said, one dab, what? Two dabs, what? Three dabs, four dabs, five dabs.
Went to the liquor store. What? Loaded up with alcohol.
What?
More specifically, vodka.
What?
Whiskey.
What?
Beer.
What?
Tequila.
What?
More beer. More vodka. More whiskey.
And more beer. And Tina says, because they're robots on Twitter and Rumble. I know, right? I know. But at least the robots are there, because I wouldn't be bringing this up if this was like an everyday like occurrence. There's usually not 100 people watching on Twitter. There's usually not. Maybe it's like one or two. Sometimes it's not even people like watching, you know, on Twitter. So that's what's a little crazy right now. We got like over 100 people on Twitter right now. Kind of insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. All right. Pack another dab of this honeycomb crumble. Let's go. Yep, there we go. Derek just read this off. The Jonathan Grenard, 4 years, 76 mil, going to the Vikings. I wonder, does this mean that Danielle Hunter is that they're not going to be able to keep him somehow? See, Peacock said, I remember all the way back to last week when the Steelers weren't interested in Russell Wilson. That's why, man. I mean, we have to assume that most of the news that we're hearing during this time of the season is like, it's news that is like fugazi. For sure. Like, I mean, yeah, like some's going to be news. You can't like be like outright lies, but how easy is it to say, nah, we were considering Russ, but now we're not interested. And like, it's at, in that exact moment where maybe they didn't like the contract or I didn't do, you know what? But yeah, that's what's super crazy. Super, super crazy. And that, I mean, there's just people who just super believe the headlines, you know, just like it's gospel. Derek said both Hunter got Hunter and Grenard in the Dynasty number one league. Nice, nice. He said, he said, don't know what that means for me. Could mean good things, could mean blah things. But Hunter, I mean, if he has any kind of season like he had last year, like you're going to be good. And Grenard, I'm sure you got him hella late. Tino said for 1.2 mil, they're interested. Said they got a steal. Well, yeah, it's not, I mean, anybody would have though. That's the thing. They already owed him. The Broncos already owed him, what, 38 mil? So no matter what, I mean, shit, makes it real easy for Russ to really go wherever he wants to go. Because no matter what, he got 38 mil guaranteed. Doesn't matter if he plays or not. Which obviously he's gonna play, but yeah. Strange said, "Hurry! I wish my Bengals would hurry up and come on, come to an agreement with a couple free agents who matter." Yeah. Is there any stranger, any particular position that you want to see the Bengals attack in free agency? And Derek saluting Tino and Peacock. Hey, hey, Notorious. He said, bye to the to my Chicago Bears. He said, Poles is checking boxes. Now he just needs to trade out of the number one for a guaranteed haul. Well, there we go. You got one Bears fan who says they should just trade out. And Bake said that Kendrick Bourne signing to the Patriots was nice but risky without Mac. It's just whack, man. Kendrick Bourne is whack. And what, they still have Smith-Schuster and Devontae Parker. Like, man, I cannot believe that that is their trio of wide receivers. It's ugly. It's ugly. Juju Smith-Schuster, Kendrick Bourne, and Devontae Parker. Oh man, it's ridiculous. Let's see. Derek, so I guess you must have hopped off when we talked about this. The Titans did sign Tony Pasta. And everything is official on Wednesday, but yes, he agreed to signing with them. So, oh, Notorious, you didn't, I guess you weren't here in the beginning. That was one of the first things we talked about. Yeah, Swift to the Bears. 3 years, 24 and some change. 15 and some change guaranteed. Stranger said right tackle, D tackle, three tech, and tight end in that order. Okay. There we go. Yeah, because, I mean, they got, what's his name, Orlando Brown at left tackle, right? Yeah. And Notorious said just broke 20 minutes ago. It broke right before we hopped on the show, like a half hour ago. We're on it, man. We are on it. Especially a day like this where it's like all of us, we're just like scouring for the news at the exact same time. Yeah, it's fun. Super fun. NFL free agency is upon us. All right. Perfect. Chase said, good call on changing the Twitch settings. I have no idea why. Trust me, I have no idea why. I just deal with technology and try to figure it out. Because, I mean, well, I know that, you know, if you're on 1080p or whatever, you know, the top setting is, I mean, sometimes it could buffer. It's usually the cache on the phone. It's usually not the app. Like, that's the thing that most people. So all we did was we supplemented how much the app is downloading to give you the info by changing it to 720p, but it's probably the cache on your phone that is like bogging down, you know, the phone to where you had to make that. And that's just from my multiple years of working at Verizon, just realizing that We don't even think of the phone like a computer. Like, we know it could do everything like a computer, but, like, you know, with your computer, if it's on for just so long, it's like all the cache is being built up and everything's moving like hella slow and shit. And you're like, oh yeah, let me unplug and plug back in, you know, or turn it off and turn it back on, you know, all that kind of stuff. And same thing with your phone. And we just always forget. If you turn the phone on and off once a day, like, I know that's one of the better things that you can do. Ta! Tino said $5 Grenard gets signed to the Vikings. I mean, shit, 76 mil. I know only two of the years were really guaranteed, but still. Stranger said, out of safety to that list. What? Out of safety with Dax Hill and Jordan Poyer? I mean, is it because you guys run three safety sets a lot? Is that why? Because if you only have two safeties, like, you got Dax Hill and Jordan Battle. Like, those guys need to learn and grow, and they will be. I mean, Dax Hill was very, very solid last year. And Battle, Jordan Battle, I mean, he was very solid in the second half of the season. Like, very, very solid. But, yeah. And Notorious said, geez, not my favorite signing. It didn't really make sense. He said, but the possibility of shoving Swift down the Lions' throat twice a year, I guess, is fun. Funny, for sure. And Mitchell Trubisky breaking the Packers release. David Bakhtiari. Tito said, I think he's retired. Man, I mean, he can't get right. The Jets better not sign him. Like, the Jets better not sign him. Oh, man. Peacock said, stop hating on Mondays. Be professional and hate the entire week. Hate. And King Smoker, what up, bro? He said, what do you think Jacksonville's next move is? I think they got to make a move on the defensive side of things. They really do. Whether it is, it could be a safety, because I'm pretty sure they released Rayshon Jenkins, almost positive. No. That was the first thing I said, Trubisky. I said, Jets better not sign Bakhtiari. Yes, Stranger Battle, Jordan Battle. I know I said Poyer first. I said Battle second. That's what I meant. Jordan Battle. And we've gotten a shout out from Jordan Battle. Check this out.
What's up, guys? I'd like to shout out Alex Fantasy Football Hustler and the 420 crew. I also like to let you guys know that defensive players matter too. So get into the IDP league with the Hustler so you can drive players like myself. Let them know, man. Defensive players matter, man. And we make plays just as much as the offense.
Boom. Okay, he said, Hill and Battle are better at strong safety than free safety. Okay. And do the Bengals run a bunch of three safety sets? Almost positive they do, but... Did they lose? Who was the other... Who is the guy who was playing ahead of Battle in the beginning of the season? I cannot remember who the guy was, but that was probably more of the free safety, I bet. King Smoker said, what's Green Bay going to do? I mean, Green Bay is notorious for, like, not getting free agents, so I don't think Green Bay does anything in this free agency period. Like, if we see anything, it's probably going to be a very blah move for the NFL, and it'll probably be non-existent for fantasy football. So, yeah, we just can't expect Green Bay to do nothing. They just don't. They never do. If anything, they might go get a defensive player, but not really. Like, they really home grow at every single position. JP's in the house. What up? He said, what up, football fam? He said, NFL news popping off. Hell yeah. It's a fun day so far. It is a fun day. Free agency Monday. You know, I know nothing's official until Wednesday, when that's when they can actually start signing their contracts. But this is, you know, this is the negotiating period. And we've already seen a couple pieces fall. And some of those pieces include DeAndre Swift, Zaire Franklin, both DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Sorry, because he didn't get re-signed anywhere. DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Zaire Franklin did re-sign with the Colts. Stranger said we do a three safety look a good bit. Okay, for sure. I knew that. Said the guy had a battle was trash. Nick Scott. Okay, yeah. That's why I couldn't remember his name. I think Nick Scott was only good for like a handful of fantasy games where like pretty much like it was teams that were throwing so much that he just got like 7 or 8 like solo tackles like in a game. But yeah, it's about that's about as good as Nick Scott is good for. A couple games where he's getting solid tackle numbers. Notorious said, hey, I'm starting to come around. Swift played all 16 games last year, had the most attempts per game of his year. Always thought the knock on him was availability. Yeah, but see, last year is over. He only did that once. He's only done that once. The likelihood of him repeating, I would say, is damn near impossible. I'd say it's damn near impossible. Man, this is crazy. You guys been paying attention to Bitcoin at all? I'm usually not worried about crypto, but it's crazy. It's on the rise so much that I might have to start throwing a couple bucks at it. It's up to 72,000 right now. Yeah. Trubisky said Bears O-line ain't the best either. Bears O-line is trash. Bears O-line is trash. They need to make some moves or something. Okay, Derek said, now we know the NFL. The contract for Tony Pasta, 3 years, 24 mil. Yeah, see that 8 mil a year? Like, that's what's crazy. 8 mil a year, and it's really, all those are always, they're just straight two-year deals. Like, they're always end up working out like that. So, 8 mil. You want a running back? Pay him 8 mil. He'll sign. Just like Swift did. Yep. Trubisky. And JPZ said, you know, I got to ask. You see Ridley going back to ATL. I'm itching to see what we do at the QB situation. I doubt it. I highly, highly doubt that he's going back to ATL. Anything can happen. But, nah. Like, I mean, I know it's going to be a new regime and all that, but is it a new regime in like the general manager, you know, department, new regime as far as the coaching and stuff goes? Emil said, where are you drafting T. Higgins next year? Shit, same place. High end wide receiver 2. So somewhere I'd draft him in the top 15 easily. Unless you don't have to. I mean, unless you don't have to, there may be so much hate on T. Higgins that maybe we draft him a little bit later. But I don't know. He's still attached to Joe Burrow. Like, that's the thing. If you can get him in the fourth or fifth, you're probably able to get him in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round. Like, let's just be real. I mean, Dynasty is going to be a little bit different because wide receivers go, like, earlier than that. But I bet even in Dynasty, he's a fourth round guy, maybe a third round guy, maybe. But yeah, that is yeah, insane in the membrane. All right. Let's get ready to pack up another dab here. All right. Who's in the chat? And willing to put a friendly wager on what? What was I was talking shit about the Bears O-line. Is that what it was? Said the Bears O-line would be just as good once we draft JPJ and some depth. Well, that's the thing. You have to add the draft pick and some depth. And they are trash right now. Like, I mean, there's no getting around that. Like, I mean, you guys know that as new things happen, I'm going to change my opinion. And yeah, if they go out and they get 2 free agents and draft, you know, with that, what do they have, the 10th pick? Go out and draft, you know, a guy with the 10th pick. Like, yeah, if you had 3 new pieces to a 5-man line, like, yeah, it's going to get, like, better. So, yeah, I'm with you, though. They need to. That 110, I mean, it better be dedicated to an offensive lineman. If it's not, they're stupid. stupid as hell if it does not go to an offensive lineman, because you should be able to get like one of the top, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, you're not going to get the top guy there, but I mean, you might be able to get one of the top three like tackles. And I mean, that would be huge. Like, Fields really needs that. And then if they're smart with what they trade, the number one for, maybe they're still in a place to where they can get Marvin Harrison Jr. Bake said, where will Josh Jacobs go? I'm predicting he's staying with the Raiders for a year, team-friendly deal with incentives. I think he's going to stay in Las Vegas as well. I really think so. Like, I mean, you look at, like, a lot of these guys. If Swift and Pasta, if those guys are getting $8 million a year, I mean, you know Jacobs is going to want, like, I mean, the 13, 14 mil, I mean, of course they're going to want to get in that range. But is anybody going to give it to them? Like, probably not. And that's why I do think that they just stay with their teams. Oh, it's 1-9. Okay. So I think we take Caleb at 1. I mean, got to get rid of Fields first, or else that just doesn't make sense. Because once you have them both on the team at the same time, the value automatically goes down for both of them. Tino said they got 2 top 10s. They can make a team. They already got their running back. Yeah, I know they already got their running back. Yeah, this year was the biggest running back free agency class like ever. And yeah, the Bears got DeAndre Swift, who, I mean, where do you put him amongst all the free agents? Because I mean, we had Saquon, we got Eckler, Josh Jacobs. Yeah, maybe he was there. Maybe he was like top 4, top 5. Tino said, no way Barkley or Jacobs makes more than 10 mil. I know. That's why I think they're going to stay with their squads, because if they were going to change the scenery, it would have to be for money like that. That's just what I think. Like, it's not worth it to like change everything and move everything around if you're going to a so-so squad and, you know, you're not getting any kind of bag. So I think they're going to stay with their teams and, you know, not get the bag that they were assuming that they would get. All right, let's see. Stranger said, come on, Bengals, Drew Sample, and Trayvon Williams. We're not the names I was looking for today. Gotta lock down the depth. Damn, they signed Drew Sample to a 3-year extension. Why? Is it like one of those 3-year deals, but it's really like a 1-year deal? Bake said Jacobs to Philly to replace Swift makes sense. Yeah. And I know, I can't remember which lineman the Eagles re-signed. I think it was one of their guards, Lane something. But he re-signed. I mean, then, you know, you got no Jason Kelce over there now, but. Trubisky said Bears did that for a reason. We didn't overpay and we can get more pieces. Yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah. Drew Sample is basically the Bengals fullback, as well as a great blocking tight end. Yeah, for sure. And it's not like he signed any kind of crazy, like, you know, contract that a receiving tight end would get. I mean, they didn't even put the number. They just said it was there. I just saw it on the Twitter report. Trubisky said we need edge O-line help because Mooney is a free agent. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And he said, and a possible QB if we go to that route, yeah. Yeah, if you go Caleb, probably going to have to go get someone like Mitchell Trubisky. Go get Andy Dalton. Oh. damn. Uh-oh. Peacock said he heard the opposite earlier. But Derek says he keeps saying, he keeps hearing, unfortunately, the Eagles are close to a deal with Barkley. Philly Mike OG, he was up in here in the chat earlier saying Barkley's going to the Eagles on Wednesday, that he's signing with the Eagles on Wednesday. Tino's that hold up. Mariota's still in the league. He's an Eagle now. Yeah, he's been an Eagle since last year. Yep. He's the backup to Hurts. Very similar styles, those guys. And you don't remember when, I guess it wasn't this past year that Hurts got hurt. I think it was the year before. And Mariota was already there because I'm pretty sure he played one or two games that Hurts was hurt. What? Derek said here in Philly, want close to winning both McKinney and Barkley. Uh-oh. Peacock said last night it was the Eagles were out 3 hours ago. It was the Eagles might be a homecoming fit. Yeah, see, I mean, they're giving us stuff to throw us off the scent is what it is. That is for sure. What? Why? Bake said JT might be let go now that they paid Pittman. Really? Why? Didn't they pay him? Let's see. Let's see. I mean, maybe it was last year. But yeah, didn't he get like 40 mil or something? What the fuck? Peacock said they heard the Cowboys were all in and Pollard lost the bid to the Titans. Why is this shit not coming up? Yeah, my internet is all the way on geek mode. Somebody search what Jonathan Taylor's contract is right now. Because he got re-signed last year, didn't he? Almost positive. And it was $1 billion. There you go. 3 year, 42 mil. Yeah. See, that wouldn't be. And that was like, so what? This is going to be the second year for sure. Uh-oh. What up, Hassan? He said, I have 2 days left till AEW Dynamite, big business. Okay. What is that? Is that is it a pay-per-view? They just had one. What is that? Is that the weekly show or is that a pay-per-view? Okay. Yeah. Bake said, never mind. He's on 3 year. Yeah. I swore that they signed him last year. So yeah. So he's still got to have 2 years on that contract. Let's see. And St. Patrick's Day parade. Nice. When is St. Patrick's Day? 17th. Okay. I have to go see what Vegas has to offer. Oh, it's a free pay-per-view. Okay. What is it streaming on? Let me see. AEW.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water?
Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see what this is all about. TBS channel. Okay, so it's not a pay-per-view. It's like the weekly. It's like the weekly show. Let's see. Huh. Damn, tickets are only $20 for this. And yeah, I mean, shit, they're making it look like a pay-per-view. Okay, no, AEW Dynamite airs every Wednesday, 8 to 10 on TBS. AEW Rampage airs every Friday, 10 to 11. Okay. AEW Collision airs every Saturday, 8 to 10. Damn. That's crazy. They have three shows a week now? That's nuts. Didn't realize. Trubisky said the Broncos are signing Brandon Jones to a 3-year deal. Yeah. Tina said that's a big price gap. From what? A Tony Pasta to Jonathan Taylor? Yeah, for sure. I have Capcom Day 2. Okay. Yeah, don't forget about the streaming service, guys. Anybody who is interested in getting an app where you have everything all in one, every single sports package all in one spot, every single movie package all in one spot, every single pay-per-view you can live stream. It's all $40 a month. It's called Insomniac Streams. If you're interested in getting any info, just let me know. But I'm going to put the way that you can sign up in the chat right now for the peeps. Stranger said Sample signed a 1 year last year for 1.25. Can't believe he's getting over $2 million per year on this new contract. I mean, hey, the cap is going up. Guys like Drew Sample, they got to be getting raises. No way. Tino said, I just seen that Hunter is rumored to be a 49er. Damn, that would be ridiculous. Let's see. Titans sign a center. Lloyd Cushenberry, that is a super cool name. You mean the ESPN channel? Pah, no way. ESPN, man, they don't have every single sports package on there. JPZ said the service is wild and worth it. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, and Hassan said, I like that WWE 2K24 video game. Yeah, I got it. Me and Noble. Noble is really playing it. I haven't played it yet. But looks super cool. Looks super cool. They got the mode that I'm always gonna like is the road to WrestleMania, like type of the type of storyline or whatever. And like the first match that they put on there is WrestleMania 3, the Jimmy Steamboat, Ricky Steamboat, right? I think it's him and Macho Man. Ha! Derek said, I don't want Hunter as a 49er. Got too many bodies over there. Going to mess up my stats. What? Tina said, Jags, Gabe Davis. Peacock says, 1 hour ago via Roto World, Houston and Philly involved in the Barkley talks. There you go. Well, yeah, Stranger, it is WrestleMania 3 is Hogan versus Andre. So this was it's a match that happened at WrestleMania 3. It wasn't because that one wasn't the only match. That was just like, I don't even know if that was the headlining match. That was just the one that everyone was so geeked about. And then Hogan actually picking him up and slamming him. It's insane. Hassan said, they got my man, Bad Bunny, Rey Mysterio, Kevin Nash. There we go. All right. Yep. There we go. Peacock saw it. Said it's official. Well, and I guess I'll keep saying it's official. Nothing is 100% official until Wednesday. That's when they can actually sign the contracts. What? And Peacock said, bye-bye, Ridley. I mean, you think Gabe Davis can kick anybody out of town? I mean, they might not sign Ridley back. But, yeah, I don't know. Gabe Davis, hardly a replacement. Yes, Stranger, it was for the Intercontinental Championship. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it was. And see, and, like, this is something that I just – you know, I didn't even watch wrestling back then. I mean, shit, in WrestleMania 3 was what? I don't even know if I was born yet. What fucking year was that? Was that 86 or 87? One of the two. Yeah, like, these are just things that I don't go back and watch WrestleMania 3 like that. Like, I mean, it's crazy because it was such a huge moment in, like, history when it happened. But, you know, the matches and stuff, they weren't, like, amazing, like, back then. Hassan said Oscar awards were awesome last night. Nice. How, what were some of the movies that, took away a few awards? I mean, the Oscars have really been lame ever since Will Smith, you know, was told that he couldn't go back. I mean, they're not even worth watching like anymore. Like, we know we're not going to get any cool shit like that happening. That's what's kind of whack about the Oscars. The coolest guy at the Oscars isn't even allowed to go anymore. Strange that I didn't get to see it live either. It's been a long time, but from what I remember, the Intercontinental Championship was all-time epic. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so you have to play. I don't even remember, like, I don't remember who wins or, like, whatever. Like, that's how long it's been. I don't even remember who wins or anything like that. But you have to play as those characters or as one of the characters in that match. Yeah, Derek said Gabe Davis to the Jags. Jeez, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's kind of blah. Like, either way, I mean, Gabe Davis, nothing, nothing spectacular. Woo! Shout out to everyone who's rocking with us. We got like 100 people on Twitter somehow. Shout out to everyone rocking with us on YouTube. Shout out to everyone rocking with us on Twitch. And shout out to the one solo. Someone's watching on Facebook somewhere. We're on a few different Facebook spots. Yeah, Trubisky said Davis is mid. Hell yeah. Tino's heck out Halloween Havoc, Eddie Guerrero. Rey Mysterio has. That's one of the best matches of all time. Yeah. Damn, Gabe Davis on a three-year deal to the Jags. Ooh, Peacock said just now, Houston source, Texans are getting aggressive in the pursuit of Saquon Barkley. Nice. Let's see. That was one of the places that we said that we hoped as fantasy managers that he would land. John Mack on Facebook, he said the fact Brandon Jones got a 3-year $20 million is insane as our rotational guy. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, they got rid of Simmons. They're not going to bring him. Are they going to bring him back? Try to bring him back on a cheaper deal. I mean, usually they release when they can't come to a deal, right? Ah, Derek said, I'd rather have Barkley with the Texans than the Eagles. Yeah. But that's for personal reasons. We're talking about for fantasy reasons. I think I probably would rather have him on the Texans than on the Eagles as well for fantasy purposes. I don't think C.J. Stroud would be stealing a bunch of goal line touchdowns from him. I mean, maybe with the passing, but I don't think with the rushing. And I know Jason Kelsey's gone, but I bet you they still deploy the tush push or the whatever the hell they call it. Ta! He said, yeah, fantasy too. Whatever works. Ha! Chaotic said, so much for trying to reduce my Jag shares. Yeah, because now you get someone that you love on the Jags. Oh, man. Chaotic's about to go. I bet you. You going to buy a Gabe Davis jersey? You going to buy a Gabe Davis jersey? Uh-oh. Tino said, Bay alert. Raiders paid Wilkins. Let's see. How much? Ah, she said no. Ah. Let's see. Ooh, we got a big time trade over here. You guys ready for this? Okay, let me. Whoa, hold on. Wilkins, 4 year, 110 mil, 84.75 mil guaranteed. Whoo, man, they broke the bank on his ass. And that hurts for the Dolphins. Like, I mean, it's crazy because defensive tackles, I mean, we play in fantasy. So, you know, like, I mean, we know guys like Christian Wilkins. Like, I have a lot of shares of Christian Wilkins. That's a big time loss for the Broncos. I mean, for the Dolphins. And that is a big time gain for the Raiders. And damn, they paid his ass. Peacock, good load. That's a lot of money. Damn. 4 year, 110 mil, 84.75 mil guaranteed. Woo! Dollar bill, y'all. Hold on. Straight cash, homie. Got that straight cash, homie. Peacock said, can they re-sign Jacobs after that? Like, that's what's crazy. Like, he's going to get Christian Wilkins, 4 year, 110 mil. Josh Jacobs going to get, like, a 1 year, like, 10 mil, like, deal. 1 year, 9 mil, like, some shit. I mean, maybe pay him a little bit more because you do the cash over cap. Like, man, like, that is fucking crazy. Ha! And Bake said, Raiders. Derek said, that's Albert Haysworth type money. Man, that's a big time money. Big time money. And John Mack said, glad we got to do that. 84.75. Crazy. He said, going to miss him for sure. But man, that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Whew. Yeah, Peacock said Crosby and Wilkins. Yeah, I mean, that's two really, really amazing pieces on your line. That is, man, Raiders. I mean, Wilkins, I mean, now, It's just going to be one of those teams that, I mean, just him alone in the middle, like that makes our run D so much better now. So much better because their run D's been like very, very trash. And man, what a big time move. What a big time move. Okay. We have another. I mean, it's crazy because this is a very blah move. You guys tell me what you think about this. Get ready. It's voting time. It's voting time. Okay, we got Team A receives Nick Bolton, Taji Spears, the 303. Team B receives the 107, the 212, Jalen Hyatt, Michael Mayer, Khalil Herbert, Alex Highsmith, and Drew Sanders. I mean, man, that is a lot of nothing. I mean, it is just Nick Bolton. I mean, it's Nick Bolton and Taji Spears, and you have no idea what the hell Taji Spears is going to be. But yeah, that's crazy. That was our man Titans making a trade. Ooh, Bake said Team B, rape Team A. You think so? They did get a lot. They got a lot. That's Titans being goofy and wanting Nick Bolton and Taji Spears. Derek said, what league is this? It's the number 16. Number 16. Who is this? David Maguleta is the devil. Everything is the devil to you, mama. Peacock said Grenard stole from the Vikings 4 years, 76 mil. He has 23 sacks in 4 years, 12 and a half came opposite Will Anderson. Yeah, I mean, but that it's just, it is what it is. Like, that's like, we're going to see a lot of defensive linemen, like, especially edge rusher. I mean, look at Christian Wilkins. Anybody really know who Christian Wilkins is? Like, I know I do, but like, I mean, come on. Like, he's a defensive tackle. He's a defensive tackle. There's probably so many people that that don't even know who the fuck Christian Wilkins is. Oh shit. Stranger said Malagueta is T. Higgins and Jesse Bates' agent. See, Derek said the man just made 110 mil. That is, who is he? Like, there's going to be a lot of people who do not know who he is. Like, we're on a different level of like, because we're so degenerate about fantasy football and we're doing the IDP and like we know guys like Christian Wilkins, you know, and like other defensive tackles and other random edge rushers and all that, like, you know, even compared to like, I would say even compared to like a lot of savvy NFL, you know, just fans in general, like people can't name the amount of people that we can. Tino said is Malagueta Watson's agent. Uh-oh. Hello, haven't got to do that in a while. Man, I was watching I forget what I was watching. It was some WrestleMania. Really can't remember which one. It might have been 99. Or yeah, 99 with the Rock and Stone Cold, and it was like a hardcore. It was a hardcore match, and it was like, or actually no, I think it might have been the Intercontinental Championship match, but it was like Road Dogg, and it was Gold Dust, and it was Val Venus, and his promo was so whack. Yeah, it took Val Venus. It took him a little while to get his promo down packed. Malagueta. Okay. Malagueta. Malagueta. All right. We knew Derek would like it. Tino said he's the GOAT agent. Uh-oh. Tino said, how about them 316 Cowboys? G Tino, you better be writing to Dakota, because if he doesn't show up to training camp with the Stone Cold vest on, I'm not dropping that music for him anymore. Like, come on, man. He should be doing it. Everyone knows who Stone Cold is. I said, everybody knows who Stone Cold is. I said, everybody knows him. They know his name. They know who he is. I told you we know who he is.
With one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary.
And of course, this one.
Went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol.
What?
More specifically, vodka.
What?
Whiskey.
What?
Beer.
What?
Tequila.
What? What?
What?
And more beer. He is a savage. Hey, guys, do not forget August 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. You must get out to Vegas. We are having our yearly fantasy football Vegas retreat. Come touchdown in Vegas at the 420 Crew Mansion. It is going to be so lit. Everyone who comes, it's all inclusive. It's all inclusive. You can get the day passes where you don't stay at the mansion, $100 a day. You can couch surf it. Going to be about $450 to $500 total. This is all before tax. These are all prices before tax. You can get up to silver status and share a room. Everyone's going to have their own bed, but there will be some rooms that have more than two beds in them. So that's going to be just a little bump up. All right, we just got another Orphan League available in the number 24. Let me mark that down real quick. Yeah, if anybody wants to take over a bogey team, one of Bogey's teams just became available. Oh, strangest I do. I just found some pineapple Thai that my kittens must have hid. I said, boy, it is cured. Nice. Tino said, damn, Jags got Gabe Davis for 3 years, 50 mil. Damn. So what is that? What's that per year? Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to be a part of their offense. I mean, that's still not cheap. Like, what's that? It's 18? Nah, like six. It's like 16 and some change, right? Still not cheap. 16 and some change. I mean, he's definitely, I mean, even if that's third fiddle, like over there, could totally be third fiddle. See if they make any moves. I don't even know if Ridley did that well, like last year over there. And they can go get somebody else. Bake said, damn, Wilkins had 27 assisted, 38 solo, 9 sacks last year. Okay, hope he can bump to double digits sacks this year with Tyree Wilson and Crosby on the edges. Yeah, I mean, that was a big-time move for their line. Wilkins was really, really viable for fantasy because of how many tackles like he would get. Like the sacks, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much like about every other game. And he might have even, I can't remember if he cracked double-digit sacks in any of those games. But, I mean, he's pretty much averaging a sack like every other game. But he always had a bunch of tackles like in the mix. That was always the thing to where he had like a very nice floor. And if he happened to throw down the sack on top of it, you know, it was going to be a decent day for him. Tina said, damn, that's crazy. I didn't think anybody would break 10 mil, but Barkley makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, especially if we got any kind of bidding war. You know, Peacock said the increased rumblings that the Eagles are willing to go north of 12 mil annually for Barkley, per the sources, that's higher than the Texans, which is believed to be near 11 mil. They better just do it. Just do it, Texans. Come on. You got all that money. You got all that money, Texans. Come on. And Tino said, that's like wide receiver two money. Hell no. Hell no. That's not like Gabe Davis just got paid like wide receiver, like 2/3 money with his 16 mil. Like Gabe Davis is getting paid higher than Barkley. Crazy to think about. Uh-oh. Let's see. Oh, okay. So no. So this is what it is, Tino. It's a 3-year deal worth 39 mil with a chance to get to 50 mil. So with the incentives and everything, he could get to 50 mil. But that is a 3-year 39 mil deal for Gabe Davis. Yeah. And still, that's crazy. Barkley still might not get paid as much as Gabe Davis with the 3-year 39 mil. That's insane. It's insane just how the NFL works. Like it is, it's almost not fair. Definitely not fair for the running backs. Oh, man. Yeah, we got a bunch of people just commenting everywhere saying shit's getting fun. Shit's getting fun. Yeah, fuck. I almost need to like restart my phone. It's like X is breaking my phone right now. So many notifications. All right. Let's do another dab, guys. Dab, 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 dab. And Tina said, for real, my Twitter's going off right now. Blowing up. Blowing up. All right. Let's do a dab. Baby. Bomb, 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 bomb. Oop. And take off the cap. Yeah, we got a few orphan teams, guys. We got an orphan team in the number 9. There's an orphan team in the number 20. The orphan team in the number 20, I know they don't have a very high first round pick, but this team was so good last year that it lost in the championship. So, yeah, it is a really, really good squad that's available there for the taking. The number 9 is a $55 buy-in. And the number 20 is an $81 buy-in. Team just came available in the number 24. That's an $81 buy-in as well. And we'll see if we got any other orphan teams that are going to be coming up here. Because I announced it right after the season that the deadline to pay for the upcoming season was going to be NFL free agency. Because this is where everyone's going to be wanting to do ad drops and trades and things like that. Because of the new features that Sleeper... offers. Now anyone who's not paid, their team is locked. It just makes it a lot easier. A lot easier to keep track of who's paid and not paid. And if you can't make moves, you know that you're not paid type thing. What'd Caddick say? Well, I like it for the 13. What happened? Like what? What happened? Who do you got? You got Gabe over there, or what are you talking about? Dang it. What happened there? That didn't work out too well. Got to repack more. Big said, what are the odds that Ridley goes back to Atlanta? I mean, JPZ asked that earlier. I just don't see it happening. I mean, it's just like, yeah, I know it's a new regime, but is it a new general manager? And, you know, definitely not a new owner, you know, things like that. Yeah, it's I just don't think things ended too well over there. Not even, yeah, because you know that they were pissed. They were pissed about it. All right. All right. Oh, Chaotic, I really like entertaining the possibility of Ridley, going for Kirk. Okay. Huh. Just got an update from our man Lee. He said Triple H just announced that Muhammad Ali will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2024. So WWE Hall of Fame. I think they're just kind of running out of people. And I'm not saying Muhammad Ali doesn't deserve to be there. I mean, shit, he was like the referee in WrestleMania 1, right? And they always have one like sporting person or whatever who was like involved with WrestleMania, you know, somewhere once upon a time. So I mean, good for him. I'm sure it'll be like his daughter or something, you know, accepting it. Who knows if anybody even goes from his family. Hopefully. I don't think they would announce if like nobody was gonna go, but yeah. Yeah, Primetime says dab o'clock over here. Cheers, brother. Hell yeah, cheers, bro. And you have you seen our emojis that you can use in here? Gotta subscribe to be able to use them. But super dope. Any moves you like today? For IDP, Zaire Franklin. I love that he stayed, or that he's staying with the Colts. Nothing's really jumping off the page. I mean, the Russ going over to the Steelers, Mac Jones going to back up Trevor. That kind of sucks because I had Mac Jones as a starter, or I mean, at least like a third wheel in a few places. And now that ain't a thing anymore. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing crazy. There's been nothing crazy. The DeAndre Swift, like that's like super weird to me. Michael Pittman, I mean, he took a team friendly deal to stay over there, kind of whatever. Probably could be better fitted in another offense. Primetime says Zaire's a dog, tackling machine. Colts not letting MPJ go as a W2. Yeah, said he's not getting Kirk's number. I'll set the state on fire. All that money I've spent on that number. How many Christian Kirk jerseys you got, Chaotic? How many Christian Kirk Jags jerseys you got? All right. Been rocking for hour and 20. Let's do another dab or two. And just because there's so many moves coming, I mean, we might have hit a little wall of moves coming right now. Lot of moves happened, but yeah, it is. Let me see. All right. Whew. Ha, hold on to your butts. Things will only get crazier. Yeah, because those aren't even like the good players. That's why I don't really care like about like a lot of these signings. Like we're still waiting for the big, big names to drop. I mean, the Tony Pollard to Titans, blah, kind of blah. I wonder if that, does that help Taji Spears or does it hurt? I mean, has to hurt him, right? I mean, I they're paying Tony Pasta $8 million a year. I mean, that is still like where, like, it's like starting running back money, but you're not a fucking starting running back money, but you're definitely not the workhorse, you know, like you're definitely not the number one. Like that, that's why we're talking about Saquon, like potentially getting, you know, like 12 plus. You know, Mill, like that, that's going to be like a true number one. And it's crazy that it's still only that much. And so that hurts Spears because to me, they're the same player. Okay. Cax, I don't have any Gabe Davis gear. I don't even know. Plus hoodies, t-shirts, tank tops, hats, and a dress. Oh man, everything, everything, Christian Kirk. Oh man. Sorry, Chaotic. Sorry I ever talked shit about Christian Kirk. Because he showed everybody. He showed everybody. Him and Trevor got a nice connection. And that makes a huge difference. All right. Let's go. Oh, and for anybody who's paying attention, who's like on baby watch with us, Vanessa's 37 weeks. It's like he could come any day, it seems like. Yeah, I think Noble came 1 week early. From his original due date. Maybe not even 1 week. Maybe it was like 4 or 5 days, 6 days, something like that. Can't even remember what his original due date is at this point. Now I just remember his birthday. Uh-oh. Primetime said the Texans just signed Lonnie Johnson. Oh, man. He's back. Cag said, you know, they live on the same cul-de-sac. I believe it. Peacock said, special teamer. Yeah, for sure. Chase said, did you guys pick a name yet? Yeah. We got a name picked out. I think I have to wait before announcing it. I think I said it one time. I think I wasn't supposed to. Strange said, what the fuck? Ben Baby is reporting that Drew Samples. What the fuck? 3-year contract, $10.5 million. Well, you know, the last year will be fugazi. Like, how much of it's guaranteed? Like, that's what it comes down to. How much is guaranteed? Peacock said, screw Lonnie Johnson. Flaking on giving my son an autograph, punk ass. Ha! Screw Lonnie Johnson. Yeah, man, why didn't you give Peacock's son a fucking autograph, man? That's not cool. Not cool, bro. Could have had a fan for life. Now you got someone who doesn't like you for life. I'm totally got to check where I'm at as far as our number 25 draft is moving along. That crispy right now. We're going into the 39th round. These things, Peacock said he could have just ignored us instead. Yeah, for sure. I mean, which that would have been pretty whack as well, but that's pretty whack. You know, if he would have did that as well, but sucks that he acknowledged you guys and then said no. Left us waiting in the heat. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Bake said his name's going to be Chalupa Batman, obviously. CB. So funny. His name's Chalupa Batman. And it was the, what's it called? It was the cowboy, right? Singing the song. Chalupa Batman. Man, I have so many. So many damn notifications on my phone right now. Twitter, insane. Sleeper's always insane. Yeah, we're knee deep in some of these drafts. If anybody wants to get in, I've started some. They're a little bit different, slightly different. Than the 420 crew leagues that I've created so far with the super flex offense only, and then the super flex IDP, which is like our go-to. Now, in addition to that, to those ones, which are a little bit higher buy-ins, I guess. These ones, $30 and $55 buy-ins. We don't do the kickers for draft picks, and there's no game within the game for like the belts. But very, very simple. There's no rings either, but very, very simple stuff. And just dynasty leagues that are kind of like catered more to like newbies. So if there's any 420 crew members that wants to get in with, just people who are new to dynasty with us, some new to dynasty in general. Just let me know. But we got $30 and $55 options. For single QB offense only, super flex offense only, and then super flex with IDP. All right. Oh, what Peacock said. He said he'll be right back and then ran off. Damn, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I missed that part. Cag said, I'll name my son Christian Trevor Etienne. That's so funny. And what would his nickname be? Because you can still give him all that, and he can still have a random nickname that has to do with another player. All right, one more dab, and then we're getting out of here. I mean, pretty much every day we're gonna be talking about the news. Like, this is gonna be it's the beginning of free agency, so of course we're gonna have like crazy news like every single day. I mean, whenever we sign off here, we're going to have news for the rest of today that we're going to be talking about tomorrow as well. All right. There we go. We are moving in the number 25 again. Ha, Jones Drew. Cag said, I'm just saying all that. Christian Trevor Etienne. That's only if he's in trouble. And then you're like, oh, I can't be mad at you. Remember in Austin Powers, Mini-Me, he puts roadkill in Scott's sheets. He's so pissed. Scott comes in, you little mini you put roadkill in my sheets. And he's, what? Mini-Me, don't you ever do that again. I can't stay mad at you. Look at that bonum there. So funny. All right, one more dab. Let's do it. Shout out to the crew.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth.
God put this here for me and you. Take advantage, man.
Take advantage, man. Let's go. All right. We're going to get back into mock drafts very, very soon. If you want to be in our mock drafts, make sure. If you're a Patreon member, 420 crew member, make sure you have the app downloaded. Make sure you have the notifications on, because that's where all of the invites are going to be sent, is on Patreon, 420crew.org. For anyone who's not signed up yet. You want to get over there. You're going to be advertising the mock drafts. They're going to be going down. It's going to be a few times a week. I mean, that's going to be a lot of the live stream content that we do. It's got to figure out the day and the time. And yeah, we're just going to keep going with the mock drafts. Going to be a fun time. It'll be something that's happening, you know, later afternoon in the on the West Coast time or early evening type thing. And yeah, we're just going to knock them out. We're just going to knock them out, you know, and we're going to be doing a lot of mock drafts. They're super fun. And yeah, we can start with a rookie mock draft. If any of the 420 crew members have a suggestion on what type of mock, we can do that. But yeah, going to be happening very soon here. Yeah, I know Stevie B, I mean, they got their they got the Dynasty show on Tuesdays, but yeah. Other days besides that, we'll be able to do it. I just got to work around Noble's karate and his now soccer Thursdays. Yeah, he's super hyped about playing soccer though. Yeah, his first practice last Thursday, and they got their practices every Thursday now at like 7:30. So yeah, we'll figure all this out. But yeah, I'm gonna get up out of here. Appreciate you guys rocking with us. Make sure you pay attention on Patreon. Lots of posts happening there. We'll see you guys later. Peace out, peeps.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.